this whole aspect of reducing the size of government is something that people have waited for a long, long time. At least conservatives, people who favor limited government, have been waiting for a long time. But obviously a lot of people haven't. This article, December 30th, Washington Post, was an article written by Lisa Rhine and Andrew Brautran, is entitled this, How the Trump Era is Changing the Federal Bureaucracy. Now, let me read just a little bit, if I can, for listeners and for you, Bill, and then I want to ask you a question about it. It says this, the diminishing federal footprint comes after Trump promised in last year's campaign to, quote, cut so much your head will spin, end quote. And it reverses a boost in hiring under President Barack Obama. The fall off has been driven by an exodus of civil servants, a diminished core of political appointees, and an effective hiring freeze. Even though Congress did not pass a new budget in its first year, the drastic spending cuts Trump laid out in the spring, which would slash more than 30% of funding to some agencies, has also triggered a spending slowdown, according to officials and multiple departments. The White House is now warning agencies to brace for even deeper cuts in the 2019 budget that it will announce early here this year, part of an effort to lower the federal deficit to pay for the new tax law, according to officials briefed on the budgets for their agencies. One possible casualty, a pay raise that federal employees historically have received when the economy is humming, end quote. So, William, you've got a lot to say on this, but from an economic perspective, what kind of impact will this kind of significant downsizing of the federal bureaucracy have on the economy?
I think it has a positive effect on the economy. Listen, you know, there's nothing in government that actually creates economic opportunity for the market itself. If anything, the government absorbs a lot of our tax dollars, and there's not a lot we get out of it. When you think about the Department of Education or the Department of Energy, Department of Chemical Safety, you know, there's so many departments, Sam, and what are they really doing? They're absorbing tax dollars that could be spent on reinvesting in America, in American jobs, in infrastructure, in military spending, in building up our police departments around the United States. There's a lot of things we could be doing with those dollars. So more government jobs does nothing to really help our economy. On the inverse is true. The less people the smaller the government, the actual more dollars of our federal dollars that we spend can go back into creating more opportunities for businesses, such as infrastructure spending, military spending, and that has a positive impact on the market. Let's face it, if they get a spending bill passed and Donald Trump gets his military spending, and let's say Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi get their infrastructure spending because they want to bring money back to their districts before the primaries, both of those things have a positive impact because monies are actually going to build infrastructure and military. So you should see stocks that reflect on that. That being said, you really don't need a bloated department of 800 people to micromanage certain parts of the government. And I think Donald Trump understood that going into the election, he kept his promise by cutting some of these departments, eliminating some of them totally, because really all they were doing is really creating more bureaucracy, red tape, rules, regulations that really didn't have a positive impact on the economy. So by getting rid of these departments or cutting them in half or by a third, whatever he plans on doing, it actually has a positive effect on the stock market, in my opinion.